Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto has been strongly behind Pittsburgh's push to be the world's prime testing ground for driverless cars. And now that Uber is deploying its fleet of autonomous vehicles on the streets of the Steel City, he finds himself fielding questions from all manner of curious media. The mayor sat down with 90.5 WESA's Paul Guggenheimer to talk about how Pittsburgh became the place for an experiment that almost everyone seems to be paying attention to.
Mayor Peduto, Pittsburgh is receiving a lot of notoriety these days for the push for driverless cars. Pittsburgh is at the forefront of this movement with the endorsement of Uber, which you have made, and the New York Times, among others, NBC News, other news outlets have recognized this, and it's blowing up as a national story. What are your thoughts about how Pittsburgh is being portrayed in this scenario?
It's actually gone international. So everywhere from newspapers in China, magazines in Germany, and the front cover of The Economist have picked up on Pittsburgh as an innovation hub that is helping to bring in this whole new industry. There's a give and take with it. Obviously, there are challenges. It's a new technology. It's not going to be fail-proof. We know that there's 1.3 million people around the world who are killed every year in automobile accidents. 5 to 8 million people seriously injured. We know we can take those numbers down, but the process of it will be trial and error, which has people concerned. But at the same time, there is a global movement happening where there's only a handful of cities that are on the ground floor of creating this new industry that will change everything about urban mobility. And the spin-off businesses that will be created from smart traffic signals to sensors to cybersecurity to the manufacturing of the transportation, which will be very different than what we realize with cars today. The ability to have a foothold at the early stages is great for Pittsburgh.
And how did it happen that Pittsburgh ended up being at the forefront of the driverless cars movement?
There's a place called Carnegie Mellon University, so let's give credit where credit's due. The CMU, back in 93, 94, took a minivan from Pittsburgh to D.C. and back without using the steering wheel, without using the pedals. So Pittsburgh and autonomous vehicles have been a leader for quite some time. Travis Kalanick, the CEO of Uber, came in about a year and a half ago and said, you know, we have this idea. It's called the Pittsburgh Project, and it would be to create a global autonomous vehicle research and development center in Pittsburgh.
You have been all in from the get-go on this. What convinced you, Mayor Peduto, that this is a good way to go, driverless cars?
It comes from being a councilman that represented Carnegie Mellon, having the opportunity to meet people like Red Whitaker, who were the leaders and still are of driverless cars. And then since the initial meeting with Uber, talking with people worldwide. Even the Smart City Challenge gave me the opportunity to meet with world leaders in urban mobility. And these aren't trends. These are paradigm shifts that are occurring within urban mobility. And if you think about 20 years ago, you know, everyone talked about Bogota. They were creating a BRT system. They were creating new innovations in urban transportation, and it took the city to a much higher level. And I think that Pittsburgh can be that in this time.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto talking with 90.5 WESA's Paul Guggenheimer. Next week, we'll have our first in a series of interviews with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald.